We do, of course, have our own Joe Mysak, our Muni maven, our Muni expert here at Bloomberg in our Interactive Brokers studios. And I do have to say, this year, municipal bonds have been incredibly hot. I mean, we cannot overstate how popular these instruments have been, with more money flowing into municipal bond funds so far this year than any other full year total since 2012. What's going on here?
Munis are just so in, Lisa. Munis are the new black. Come on. Well, you know, a lot of people point to the state and local tax cap fueling a lot of the demand. However, it's been 15, 16 weeks. So, you know, that demand is there. Preservation of capital, tax-free interest, you know, Paul Sweeney was talking about his core inflation rate there, and no wonder he wants to preserve some of that income.
So if I'm an issuer here, this is probably a great time to come to market and fund my bridge or tunnel or something like that, right?
Oh, baby. The interest rates are insane. Last year we were talking about the tax-exempt 10-year AAA BVAL being at around 2.5, and that was, you know, a breakout yield. Now it's about 180. It's insane. So yes, very good time to borrow.
This is a fascinating sort of development here. So basically, the thinking is, in high tax states, think New York, New Jersey, California, because there isn't as much of a tax advantage due to these SALT deductions that were stripped away from the tax law, that the way that people can reduce their local taxes is by going into municipal bonds of that state, because that is deductible from the state total, right? I mean, that's sort of the theory here, and that's why so much money has gone in. Does this essentially give high tax states a much lower cost to go out and borrow and finance projects, putting them in a better financial position?
Well, yes, high tax states, but also all states, because the market, you know, just relies on those benchmarks. So even in low tax states, they're enjoying these low costs of borrowing. And it's funny, you mentioned before about the buying in-state bonds. Very important, because in most of the states, if you buy bonds of a different state, your state is going to put some little tax on that. So that's a kind of fascinating thing.
Joe, we saw, I guess, some news maybe a week ago that which was proven not to be the case, but Warren Buffett may be considering acquiring PG&E. He subsequently came out and said he has no interest in that with Berkshire Hathaway. What's the latest? It just got me thinking again about PG&E. What's the latest on the bonds there and maybe even some of their peers in California?
Well, you know, what a mess in California. They keep talking about how they're going to fix the inverse condemnation law, but they haven't done it yet, and they're looking at sort of a whole package. I think, what did I see it? Someone tweeted something out before about a financial tower being erected to, you know, save the California utilities. So obviously there's going to be some borrowing involved there.
So you were talking about how all states are benefiting from this flood of cash. What are they doing with it?
Well, the interest rates, you know, as you point out, go down, and that just enables them to borrow more cheaply. You know, it's funny, you talk about the amount of cash coming in. During June, July, and August, maturing debt totals over $117 billion, which is astounding. That's a tremendous figure. That's not even including what may be called. Maybe we're talking about another $30 or $40 billion on top of that as a result of just normal, maturing, calling debt. So this dynamic we have working here is something we're going to see, you know, certainly for the next 3 months, maybe 4, 5, 6 months, where you have lots of money searching for a new home, and it wants to go back into the tax-exempt market, which is keeping such a damper on yields.
And well, tell us, what's the issuance looked like so far this year? Have we seen people rushing to the market maybe more than we typically would?
We have issuance is up this year over last. I think it was like 10-15% last I checked. And, you know, we're seeing how could I put it? It's not, you know, it's restrained. We're not seeing this tremendous rush to market because that's just not the way issuers work. It's a very, it operates, well, as I put it once, not with a stopwatch, but with a calendar. So turning the page.
Yeah. That sounds like the municipal bond market. It's not the high yield market. It's not the same, but it's just steady eddy returns tax adjusted.
And a lot of that is because, you know, issuers have to go slow. They have to get approval for debt and draw it up.
Joe Misek, thank you so much. That's Joe Misek, editor, Bloomberg Brief, Municipal Markets, joining us in our Bloomberg Interactive Broker Studio, talking to us about all things municipal bonds, as Lisa mentioned.